Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The app TikTok rose to fame in a very short span of time. I was studying in high school when the app gained huge popularity among teenagers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
On a bright summer day, I went to the beach with my friends, Lily and Mindy. We were having a good time when Mindy said, "Let's take some TikTok videos and post them." I have never been a social media freak, but it was our day out. Before I could say any more, I saw Lily and Mindy making videos on TikTok. They were lip-syncing to a song, and then they moved the camera towards me. As I said, I get awkward about such things, so I just smiled and waved on the video. We had a nice time on the beach and came back. At night, Mindy texted me and said that she has posted our videos on the beach on TikTok today. I texted her back saying, "Come on, I don't care. I'm just glad we all had a nice time." That ended on a perfect note. The next day when I reached school, I saw Lily and Mindy standing in the hallway and laughing out loud. I joined them too. Lily said in an excited voice, "Our videos are getting a lot of views. You know what? Sam caught me last night and praised my looks." Mindy started laughing and said, "Guess you were getting dates because of TikTok now." We all laughed about this and went to the class. Professor McGuire was teaching our history class. I was sitting right next to Lily, and Mindy was sitting in front of me. The class was going on its own when suddenly Lily poked me. I looked at her and said in a low voice, "What?" Lily gestured me to check my phone. I looked at my phone and saw she has text in our WhatsApp group. Lily wrote, "Meet me at the bathroom now." Mindy and I thought it might be some emergency issue. As soon as Lily left the class, we got up and left too. After reaching the girls' bathroom, I saw Lily standing in the bathroom with a really freaked out face. Mindy asked, "What's going on, Lily?" She said in a tensed voice, "Do you remember the TikTok video we took at the beach, three of us in it?" I replied, "Yeah, what about it?" She said, "I just got a very bizarre comment on that video." Lily showed us the video. Mindy and I went to the comment box and saw some guy named Mike the Hunter has commented, "Saw you girls that day at the beach. Might come to meet you again." The comment indeed creeped us out. Mindy said in a worried voice, "Did any of you notice any creepy dude at the beach that day?" I said, "No, I didn't. Also, there were so many people. It would have been really hard to spot a single person like that." Lily agreed with me, and we deleted the comment from the video. We calmed ourselves down and decided to ignore this matter. It was also possible that someone is deliberately trying to scare us by lying. After coming back home, I started to keep an eye on our TikTok beach video in case the guy comments again. I expected the matter to end here, but that obviously didn't happen. I was sleeping in my room. It was around midnight when I woke up with the heavy sound of notifications popping in my phone. At first, it felt really crazy that who is sending notifications at this hour of the night? I checked my phone and saw 7 recent comments on our TikTok video. I opened the video right then and saw the same guy named Mike the Hunter has commented again. His comments were even scarier this time. Okay, whose idea was it to delete my comment? Come on, come on. Be a good girl and tell me. After 4 to 5 comments like this where he accused us of deleting his comment from our video, I noticed his last comment and a spine-chilling feeling grabbed my heart. Mike has written, "I could have abducted one of you when you were coming from school today, but I didn't. Do you really guys think it will be a good idea to push me?" I called Mindy and she took Lily in a conference call. Lily was already sobbing over the phone. Mindy said in a panicked voice, "What should we do, Pamela? This guy is stalking us." I knew both of them were very much terrified, so I have to keep my head calm right now. I told in a firm voice, "Guys, it's a weekday, and it isn't much hard to guess that we're school-going teenagers. This guy is just trying to scare us by making basic guesses." Lily replied, "Well, there's hardly any info in his account. I think this can be a fake account too. Maybe someone is trying to prank us from school." I commented in the video mentioning the guy. "Fuck off, you creepy jerk. What we do is none of your business." I then told Lily to block his account immediately. Lily did that, and we all went to bed. A few days went by and nothing happened. We almost forgot about this guy and got back to our usual life. One day, I was coming out of my class when I saw Lily talking to Sam standing in the hallway. Mindy was right behind me. I gestured her towards Lily, and we both laughed. Lily was blushing as Sam kept flirting with her. Mindy said in a sarcastic voice, "At least something good happened to Lily because of that bloody TikTok." We came back to school in our usual happy mood. But something changed after that day. Mindy stopped coming to school. I called her house and her mother picked up the phone. She told me that Mindy is not well and she's going under diagnosis. It might take a while for her to come back to school. There's nothing much Lily and I could do, so we went on with our regular life. Lily started dating Mike, and I kind of felt alone without Mindy. I was sitting in the cafeteria alone when Lily came to me and said, "Did you get any text from Mindy?" I replied, "Yeah, I talked to her a few days back. She says she's undergoing some therapy. She asked about you. I told her how hugely busy you are with your new boyfriend." Lily smirked and said, "Come on, stop teasing me now." I smiled and said, "When was the last time you talked to Mindy?" Lily replied, "Actually, in the morning she only texted me. She told me she is feeling a bit better and would like to see me in the evening near the jungle gym at the park. I felt a bit sad that Mindy only invited Lily and forgot me." Lily didn't care much about that, which hurt me more. But I let the matter slide and smiled anyway. I returned home after school. I was going through my study table when I found Mindy's copy in my books. I remembered she forgot her copy the last day she came to school, so I picked it up to return it later. As I opened the copy and noticed the first page, my head started to bang in terror. The copy was filled with scribbles and obscene words. Mindy has written Lily and Sam's name all over the copy and has violently scribbled Lily's name. When I turned to the last page, the actual horror unfolded in front of my eyes. There was a name written on the last page: Mike, the Hunter. So it was Mindy. She made all those creepy comments in our video? But why? Then a thought struck my mind. Did Mindy have a crush on Sam? Is this all because of that? I called Mindy's mom immediately. I asked her what is going on with Mindy. But before I could say more, Mindy's mom broke into tears. She said on the phone, "Oh, Pamela, how should I tell you this? Mindy has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Since you all came back from the beach, her behavior started to turn even more violent. She would lock herself in the room all day and scream and break things. We have sent her to the mental institution nearby. I don't know what more to do." A terrifying realization came to my mind. Mindy has told Lily to meet her at 7 p.m. in the park. Without wasting any more time, I told Mindy's mom, "Miss Smith, I want you to call the mental institution right now and tell them to keep a strict eye on Mindy." She wanted to ask me why, but I just told her to do this immediately. After disconnecting the phone with Mindy's mom, I started to call Lily, but her call was going straight to her voicemail. I started to grab my things to leave for the park. On my way to the park, Mindy's mom called me again and gave me the shocking news, which I was expecting somehow. She said that Mindy has escaped from the institution. The hospital staff has said that she was being extremely violent the entire day. I told her how Mindy is trying to harm Lily over her obsession with a guy at school. I also told her to call the cops and meet us at the park where Mindy is going to meet Lily. It took me 5 minutes more to reach the park. As soon as I got near the jungle gym, I saw the scariest sight of my life. Lily was lying on the ground, and Mindy was choking her to death. This is not the Mindy I used to know. Her face was filled with scratches of nails. Her hair was all messed up. Her eyes were extremely wide and full of hate and anger. I screamed at the top of my lungs, "Mindy, that is your friend Lily. What are you doing?" Mindy looked at me and said in a deep, dark voice, "Who's Mindy?" I have murdered your friend Mindy already. Now, I'm going to finish this skinny bitch too. And after that, it will be your turn. Then she started to laugh with her evil-looking face. By this time, Lily grabbed sand from the ground and threw it into Mindy's eyes. Mindy started to scream, holding her eyes, and I helped Lily to get up. The cops and Mindy's parents had already reached the spot. They all grabbed Mindy and took her away. I don't know where she is now. I have left the town long back. Lily and Sam are married now and living happily in New York. I myself am someone's wife too. Mindy's family kept no contact with us. They disappeared without letting anyone know about them after that incident. But Mindy, if you are in good shape and watching this, please get back to us. We still miss our old friend.
Hi, my name is Cindy. I recently got out of therapy. Something happened a few months back that made my life miserable. I can't hardly sleep, eat, or do any normal thing. No matter where I go, a sense of fear always stood at the back of my neck. I stay in Canada. The locality where I live has a huge park at 5 to 7 minutes distance from my house. People often went there for morning workouts or calm evening walk. Similarly, when I felt stressed due to work or any other reason, I made a habit of going to that park for a walk. Due to its huge area, one could enjoy a peaceful time in the park easily. One evening, I was walking through the park. At some distance, I noticed a huge tree with long branches. The tree is not the only thing that caught my eyes. I also noticed someone lying on the ground right under a long branch of that tree. At first, it looked like a shiny metal thing, but when I got close, I saw it was a cell phone. I looked around me thinking someone might have dropped it while walking, but at that time, I was the only one in that particular area of the park. Like a good citizen, I picked up the phone and decided to submit it to the cops on my way home. The cell phone was like any other Android phone. It had a black body and no extra feature that could stand out for identification. I was walking towards the police station while checking the phone. I didn't want to pry on anyone's privacy, but for a better understanding of the owner, I swiped the lock and the phone opened. There was no picture on it. Even the contact list was empty. It startled me a bit that there's literally nothing in this phone that can lead to its owner. I was going to lock the screen and put it back in my bag just when I saw a few recorded videos stored in the TikTok app. I could tell that the owner recorded 3 videos to upload to TikTok, but somehow didn't. I was almost near the police station, but out of curiosity, I thought to go home and look at these videos first. I know it was that moment that made my life miserable. I got home and freshened up. I lied on my bed and played the first TikTok video from the cell phone. As the video began, an average height guy appeared on the screen. He was seen walking around the park. He didn't say anything, just kept walking. After walking for a few more seconds, he reached near the tree where I found the phone. He looked up at the branch, and the video ended there. My curiosity grew more and I moved on to the next video. In the next video, the camera stood still featuring a messy bedroom. Then, the same man entered the room with a wide rope in his hand. I was completely clueless about what was happening in these videos, but I kept watching anyway. Now, I felt I could have stopped. At the end of the second video, the man looked at the camera and said, "Whoever is watching this, I will find you." And the video ended. Things started to feel very creepy now. I could tell that that man was on drugs or something because his behavior didn't appear normal to me. I lied on my bed blankly. I thought for a few seconds, should I play the last video or not? But then I did. The last video started on the park again. It was dark all around and the video was recorded in night mode. The cell phone was kept on something, maybe a rock or a piece of wood lying on the ground. It captured the tree branch and the starry sky above it. There was no sign of the man when suddenly a rope was thrown on the tree branch. I realized that the guy was tying the wide rope on the branch. At first, it took me a few seconds to understand what he was up to, but when I did, my stomach dropped. He tied the rope into a noose. Then he looked at the camera again and smiled in a very bizarre way. I could hear him climbing on the tree after that. My heart started to race like a horse. I thought to myself, is he really going to commit suicide? But before I could hold that thought, A loud sound of a neck snapping took place, and I saw the man's foot dangling in the air. I screamed and threw the phone away. I sat on the bed for at least 5 to 10 minutes thinking about what just happened. What did I just witness? After some time,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I got my shit together and picked up the cell phone. My hands were still shaking. I kept the phone inside my bag and decided to go to the cops first thing in the morning. I get highly disturbed after watching these videos. Somehow, I went to the kitchen and started making dinner. I was making fries when, suddenly, I felt someone was standing behind me and watching me. I immediately turned around, but there was no one. The corridor leading to my kitchen was dark and empty. I already locked my doors and windows after getting home, so I was pretty sure that it's the video that is creeping me out. I finished my dinner and went straight to bed. I had enough for that day, so all I wanted was to sleep and get rid of that cell phone the next morning. I don't know how long I slept, but suddenly, I felt a touch of wind on my face. I slowly opened my sleepy eyes and saw a dark face with two wide, bright eyes leaning on me. The face was literally breathing on me, and I could feel the warm breath. I got stuck at that moment. Didn't know what to do or what was actually happening. I have never seen such wide eyes in my entire life. I thought at that moment that I would die right now, but suddenly, my phone rang and I turned on my left side. It was an alarm going off, and I noticed it's 4 a.m. already. I turned back in a rush and realized there was no one around me. I looked all over the apartment, but there was no sign of any person. I heaved a sigh of relief because it was just a bad dream. I blamed myself for bringing that cell phone home and watching those bizarre videos. I couldn't sleep anymore. I waited till morning. I kept drinking black coffee just to keep me awake. There was no way I was falling asleep while that cell phone is still in my house. Around 10 a.m., I got ready and went to the police station. Two cops were sitting inside. Seeing me in such early hours surprised them a little. One cop said, "Yes, ma'am, how can we help you?" I handed him the cell phone and said, "Please take it. I found it in the park and I know I shouldn't have, but I did go through it, and it has made my life a living hell. I mean," I was fumbling and panting in fear. The other cop gave me a glass of water and said, "Mel, please sit down. Take a deep breath and tell us what happened." I did what he said and calmed myself down. Then I explained the entire scenario of how a man has recorded his suicide in the form of TikTok videos on this cell phone. I told them that I found this phone under the same tree where he committed suicide. The cops exchanged surprised looks among each other, and then one of them took the phone and started to check it. The other cop went through the computer on his desk and said, "But ma'am, there are no reports of suicide happening in that park so far." I was surprised to hear it, but didn't say anything. I was feeling utterly disturbed by all that happened. The cops kept asking me more questions about when I found that phone, etc., while the other one kept searching the phone. After a while, I got up and said, "I just want to go home now. I had enough. Can't take this anymore." The cop who was asking me questions replied, "Yes, I can understand the impact of such a weird incident. Don't worry, you'll be fine." I was ready to leave, just when the other cop who was checking the phone all this time got up and said, "Stop." I got shocked and said, "What happened?" The cop had a worried face. He asked in a hesitant voice, "Ma'am, you said when you found this phone, it had only 3 pre-recorded TikTok videos and nothing else, right?" I replied with a confused face, "Yes, like I said, the guy who recorded those videos maybe to upload later on TikTok, but why do you ask?" The cop didn't answer my question and showed the phone to the other cop. Both of their faces got filled with worries, and I said, "Can you please tell me what's going on?" The cop replied, "Ma'am, I think we should come with you and check on your house." I was completely shocked by hearing this. Why do they need to check my house? But before I could say something, they asked me, "Do you live alone?" I replied, "Yes, I do, but officer, why are you asking me such weird questions? What does me staying alone have anything to do with this cell phone?" The cop then showed the phone to me. Along with the videos, there was also a photograph on that phone. The photo was taken last night at my own house. In that photo, I was sleeping like a dead cat. I stay alone. I was all by myself in the house last night. Then who the hell took my picture? I have changed my house, even though the cops searched it back then. I attended therapy because something deep down in my heart keeps telling me that dark face with wide eyes wasn't just a dream I had that night. TikTok prank gone wrong. This happened during my holiday at my grandmother's house. After my mom died, my grandma raised me. I eventually moved out and started a life of my own, but I still remained in touch with her. I was pretty excited to visit her after a really long time. I took my friends Marco and Tim with me. On our way, Marco said, "So, how is the area where your grandma stays?" I replied, "Well, she lives down the countryside. There's a dense forest near that area. It is quite famous amongst the local people." Tim asked in a curious tone, "What is so special about that forest?" I smirked and replied, "Well, there's a waterfall inside that forest." Marco said, "That's nothing special. There are numerous waterfalls in this world." I laughed and said, "That's quite true, but this waterfall is unique on its own. There's many stories regarding it. Grandma will tell you when we get there." We got onto the refreshing country road. The cool air calmed us, and we drove our stress away. After 3 hours of drive, when we reached Grandma's house, we saw the sun was setting behind the trees. As I honked the horn, Grandma opened the door and came to greet us. I was excited and happy to see her for a long time. I hugged her and said, "Oh, Granny, I missed you so much." She caressed my hair and said, "I missed you too, my dear. Come on, let's get inside. You boys must be hungry." The house was still the same way I left it. I sat on the couch. My friend sat next to me. Granny gave us lemonade. The amazing smell of delicious food was roaming all over the house. I took my friends to my room. They all brought their own sleeping bags. After settling with their luggage, we all freshened up and came downstairs. The dining table was filled with tasty dishes. Granny cooked my favorite roasted chicken. There was mashed potatoes, fried vegetables, and soup. After such a long drive, we were hungry like hell. Without wasting a single second, we all jumped on the food. After a delicious dinner, we all sat in the living room. Granny sat down on her rocking chair and started knitting a muffler. Marco said in a hesitated voice, Granny, Richard was telling us about a waterfall inside the forest nearby, but he said there are stories regarding it." Granny laughed and said, "Oh, Richard already mentioned the waterfall." I said, "Tell them the stories you used to tell me as bedtime stories." Granny said in a low voice, "Well, there are many events that happened there. Local people have named it the Suicide Waterfall." Tim said in a surprised voice, "Suicide Waterfall? That's a very unusual name. What happened there?" Granny said, "Many years back, there was a beautiful girl named Layla. She fell in love with a traveler. The boy came here from the city. They spent time together, but one day, the boy returned to his house, and Layla got heartbroken. Her father decided to marry her to a village boy. Out of anger and disgust, she jumped from the waterfall. Her head bashed on the hard rock of the waterfall, and she died. After this incident, 5 to 7 suicides have taken place there. Local people believe Layla's haunting spirit still roams there and pushes people to commit suicide." Tim and Marco exchanged looks. I could already tell they were a bit scared hearing the story. But to put up a brave face, Marco said, "Well, this is just a scary story, I guess." I said in a sarcastic tone, "Yeah, maybe." Tim said, "What about we go there? I mean, tomorrow, we have nothing else to do." Granny smiled and said, I have never seen any ghost there all these years, though. We called it a night and went to sleep. The next morning, we got up and started to prepare ourselves for our day out. After lunch, we three started to walk towards the forest. By the time we reached the forest, we realized how distant this area is from the locality. Birds were twittering in the trees. Marco was making TikTok videos. We were walking and enjoying the views around. After 10 to 15 minutes, Tim said, "Did you guys hear that?" I said, "Yeah, we're almost near the waterfall." When we reached the waterfall, our eyes were amazed with joy. The waterfall was beautiful. The sound of water churning echoed in the forest. Tim started taking pictures, while Marco came to us and said, "Let's make a TikTok video. Who knows, Layla might accompany us too," and started to laugh sarcastically. We took a couple of videos with the waterfall in the background. It was a fun time. Everything was going well when Marco played the first video to check. As soon as he played the video, something weird happened. Along with the sound of nature and waterfall, we heard a sobbing sound, as if a woman is crying. Marco said, "Did you hear that?" We listened closely again. There was a crying sound. Someone was crying and gagging in pain. Tim said in a confusing tone, "Play the next video." As soon as Marco played the second video, we heard the sobbing again. We all got freaked out and started to look around us. The sun was setting already, and darkness was taking place around us. There was no one except the three of us. Marco said in a scared voice, "Let's leave, guys." As we started to walk, a woman's figure appeared in front of us from the bushes. She was dressed like a village girl. As she lifted her face, we saw her head dripping blood. A side of it was smashed as if something hit her head hard. I couldn't believe my eyes. Since childhood, I've come here many times, but never have seen her. We had no doubts. It was Layla's ghost standing in front of us. Tim said in a freaked out voice, "Is this real?" Marco and I couldn't reply. Our lips were sealed with an unknown fear. Layla started to laugh hysterically. She then faced towards the waterfall, and her laughter turned into painful sobbing. In front of our very own eyes, she jumped into the waterfall. We heard a huge splash, and everything got dead silent. We started to run frantically. Tim fell down and broke his ankle. Marco and I carried him to the house. Our trip took a bad turn, but somehow we managed to come back. Granny said we might have hallucinated in the darkness, but I still have those TikTok videos. Whenever we play those videos, we still hear Layla's cry.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Playing in the background.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.